For most, a sound like this one means danger. For others, it's a calling. That's certainly true for Dennis Ferraro, who is one of the state of Nebraska's two active herpetologists and a professor of conservation biology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
In the third grade, one of the first few days, the teacher, she asked the class, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And, of course, you know, Jane wants to be a lawyer and Johnny wants to be, you know, a president or whatever. And I raised my hand and said, "I want to be a herpetologist."
Over the last 30 years, Ferraro has worked throughout the state to grow awareness and education for herpetology, the study of reptiles and amphibians. He has expanded the university's conservation curriculum, conducted research projects, and has partnered with Nebraska Game and Parks, specifically for education.
Right now, we have almost a gender pair of everything that lives in Nebraska for education. And a lot of them go to Game and Parks, Schramm Park, Mahoney Park, Platte River State Park, Ponca State Park.
Of course, it's not just snakes that the 68-year-old Ferraro has cared for throughout his herpetological career. His umbrella of expertise stretches well beyond serpents to include all reptiles and amphibians within the state.
Most of the herpetofauna, the frogs, the salamanders, the turtles, the lizards, the snakes in our state, which isn't a large number compared to the southern states, they all barely get into our state from one end or the other end because our state is so different. I mean, the amount of rainfall from Omaha to Scotts Bluff is as different as it is from New York City to Omaha.
So a lot of people don't necessarily love reptiles. It's not a cute and fluffy, kind of a sexy animal.
That's Monica McCubri, a former student of Ferraro's who works with Nebraska Game and Parks as a wildlife education specialist. She fulfills a number of different roles for the organization, from social media to building wildlife education curriculum for teachers. The overarching theme is the same.
Our goal, at least my objective, is to just increase awareness of people and those animals to people in Nebraska, and kind of maybe changing some of those stereotypes and changing and busting some of those myths that people may have about those animals and kind of getting them to appreciate their place in the ecosystem.
McCubri said conservation is like a three-legged stool. Education is one of those legs, along with research and land and water management.
I would say that a lot of people don't necessarily see the outputs of education at the second. Like I mentioned earlier, it's a long-term conservation tool. So getting people to increase awareness about those animals and then, enhancing their knowledge. And then the idea is afterwards that there's some type of behavior change. So getting them to care about their local resources or buy a license or going fishing or going outside. So getting them to actually act on that behavior change.
So why go through all the trouble? Why does work like that of Ferraro and McCubri matter? A quote from wildlife conservation godfather Aldo Leopold rings true for Ferraro.
The height of ignorance is the man or woman to say of any plant or animal, what good is it? If it's part of the system, whether you believe it evolved or it was created, it needs to be there. And so if it's here, it's detrimental to take it out, and it's detrimental to move it or change it. And if we don't embrace conservation biology, which is embracing biodiversity, which is all the diversity of all the animals and plants in the system starts to crash.
Reporting for Nebraska News Service, I'm Grant Hansen.